You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
Oscar Bevis, IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast here at the Coventry Sky Dome, where once again, Sam Egerton, the pound for pound number one entertainer in British boxing, has come out of a victory. Sam, I'm just going to let you take the floor because that is one of the most ridiculous, sensational and brilliant and brutal fights I think I've ever watched.
Yeah, it was a good fight. I believe, I keep telling people, I believe I should have made easier work of it. But you know what, I might have underestimated you, man. Being a footballer, coming to boxing, he's only boxed in his home country, 15-0, six knockouts. I kind of just thought, maybe they'll give him what he wants. You know, he's come over here, it's too much. But I underestimated him, tough, strong, throws the left up lovely. Good kid, you know, did I win quite comfortably. Did I give him more rounds than I should have? 110%, but it was a good fight. People enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. He enjoyed it. You know, not like it was a good hard fight. So it was a good win as well. You know, 15-0, six knockouts, beat him. So on to the next one.
When did you sort of realise it was going to be a fight that went that way and sort of turned into a war? Because last time, mate, you showed a lot of your boxing skill. How long did it take you to realise that you're going to have to sort of fight like that tonight?
Do you know what it was? He come out, and to be fair, it's probably my own fault. You only have to look at his stature to know. He wants to come in, he wants to sit inside and throw shots. And I give him that for the first two or three rounds. And when, you know, my corner's asking me, you know, to revert back to boxing, it's hard to switch it up once you've started doing something. So I did go back to the boxing spurts, and, you know, once I started boxing, he couldn't really land a punch on me. And then I would give it him back, and I would get inside, and he would throw his shot. So, here's what it is. He had a lot of success inside. I had a lot of success inside. But when it was on the outside, I won every second. So, and that was about it.
Because it's taken a familiar pattern of a lot of other fights you've had. Do you still feel like you've gone in there tonight and learnt something about yourself, even at this stage?
Yeah, I mean, he was a good kid, you know. Like I say, 15-0, six knockouts. I underestimated his power. I underestimated, you know, his jab, his boxing. He was a good kid, and it was a hard fight over 12 rounds. I mean, I've done 12 again now. It's another box ticked. You know, I've done a few about since 3-12 now on the bounce. Two on the bounce, but I've done four in all. So, you know, we're picking up the rounds, and I'm enjoying it. You know, it's going well.
I remember last time we ended up calling out Charlotte, and you said you'd get on the plane and whatnot. I know you don't want to think about potentially what's next, but for you at middle, on the back of these two fights, is it only going to be something massive from here?
Yeah, I mean, if I'm being, if I want to do something big, I think I really need to be back down at Superwater. You know, being at middle, I'm not saying, you know, because your man weren't, you know, at middle. So it's not saying, I'm not saying that, you know, I'm not strong. Look, they're too strong. I'm just saying I'm sluggish a bit at middle. I don't have the snap that I would at super wild, I don't think. But again, you know, we'll see what comes up and we'll go from there.
At super welter, are you a world level fighter?
I believe so. I think I've proved that a few times. But again, you know, it's opportunities. You have to sit and wait for them, and that's what I've been doing. You know, fingers crossed the phone will ring after this one.
You've got that beautiful bit of green on as well, so I'm sure that's sort of going to give you a bit of leverage. Just one final word on the people who came out tonight and people who watch on TV, because I know not a single one would leave disappointed.
Yeah, no, I appreciate everyone. I say this all the time. You know, it weren't my full crowd. You know, people are only just starting to get back used to, you know, being out and going to these sort of events, you know, after what's been going on. So we'll grow on that, but the people that did come out, you know, the message of, you know, well wishes, good looks, well done, all that, you know, I appreciate everything.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.